Hello, 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 healthy but human. Fam bam. Hi, I'm Callie. I'm your podcast host. I am so pumped you're here today. That was a kind of weird intro, if I'm being totally honest. I've already recorded probably three introductions today. That one, I think, is the one. I think that one's going to stick. Hi, I'm so pumped you're here today listening to our episode. We have a solo episode. And anyways, we have some fun guest episodes coming up. Just for like the little up foreshadowing up and coming. Anyways, you get me today. Me. And Jesus. Of course. The Holy Spirit. Okay, guys, if I'm being honest, I'm very tired. I'm so tired. I've been awake since approximately 5:45, which is pretty early if I'm being... I was about to be like, that's not that early, but like, yeah, it's pretty early. I woke up this morning because I teach a... Okay, my mic cut out, so we're going to start again. I teach on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings and Saturday mornings, but Tuesday, Thursday at 7 a.m. at my in-person Pilates studio. If you are in the area, come check it out. Sunshine Pilates, faith-based Pilates. I have YouTube workouts as well. Yes. And I have another app that's a virtual Pilates studio. It is not outwardly faith-based, but it has affirmations and it's rooted on Christ. Called Sweaty Studio. They're different though. They're sister studios. Okay. Anyways, I did not mean to plug my Pilates studios. They're my little babies. But I taught this morning. I taught two back-to-back classes and then I woke up early because I am also a mother of a human child named Belle. And I pump milk for her on the days that I'm teaching at 7 a.m. because her feeds are every day at 7 a.m. So my husband, John, and I have a little schedule where I will pump and he'll feed her when I'm teaching. And the other days when that's not the case, I'll breastfeed her. Anyways, if you're listening and you're a mom-to-be, this schedule has been working great for us. But also I know everyone's life does not look like mine. And yeah, but if your partner is home with you, I recommend having a little schedule where you guys take, we call it shifts. So he'll have like the afternoon shift, evening shift, all the morning shift. It's been really healthy and really good for all of us. So I don't know why I just shared that, but I did. And anyways, this episode, as you can tell, is probably going to be a little all over the place. I feel very just chit-chatty today. I also like to be real on here. So like I said, I'm pretty tired today. But I'm very excited to be here with you guys recording an episode, and I don't have a topic picked out, if I'm being totally honest. I really don't, but I also know the Lord is going to provide. He always puts the thoughts in my mind and the things I need to say to you guys. So shout out Jesus, because we love him on this podcast and we love him in general. And if you're listening and you didn't know it was a faith-based podcast, it's faith-based, but we do like to talk about life, life. I love to make these episodes just feel like you're FaceTiming a best friend and just know that we're going through life together. I never want to get up here and be like a preacher, sermony and all the things, because half the time, most of the time, honestly, when I'm recording an episode on here, I'm going through the exact same thing in my own life, which is usually why I talk about the things, because I'm like, what do I have in my life to talk about right now that I'm going through and it's relevant and helpful and all the things. So there you have it. Usually when we're talking about things, I'm actively walking through them. And these are just tips and tricks and things that I'm learning and experiencing as I'm going through these things in hopes that they can better help you. And I do feel like the Lord does give me a lot of just wisdom as I'm recording the podcast. And I'll say things and I'm like, dang, like I need to apply that to my own life today. And then I do. And yeah. So anyways, that's a little nutshell about what today is going to look like. We're going to first start off though with a self check-in. So let's think of this like a time to just ground ourselves, see how we're doing, see how we're feeling, and then go from there. So take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body. And let's exhale out, sighing, letting go of any tension in your mind, in your body. Just release it with your breath. Okay. Ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Getting so real with yourself here. And now ask yourself a follow-up question of why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened in the day, maybe nothing happened. Just trying to pinpoint it for a second. All right, now ask yourself a very important question. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? I definitely need to do this. So even if you have or not, let's just all grab our waters and we're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to hydration, my gorgeous queen. I need to drink more water, you guys. So do you. We all need to drink more water, let's face it. Water is so underrated. So underrated. Oh my goodness. Okay, two more questions for you is one, what is one mood booster that I can add into my day? Think about it. Maybe you go on a walk after this, or maybe you're on a walk right now and you're boosting your mood, or maybe you talk to a friend or you hang out with God or you work out, whatever it is, think about it. Okay, final question I have for you today is what is something in my life that I am grateful for? I think so often, especially just, I don't know, I don't want to speak for everyone, but sometimes when I listen to podcasts and audiobooks and read books and all these things, I'm thinking about how do I want to improve myself, but I don't always take the time to just be thankful for what I already have and what I'm already doing and have accomplished and the Lord's given me. So just take a moment to really think about things you're grateful for. Cool. Okay. You guys, hi. Let's have a little life update. So I'm currently recording this the day before it goes out. So hi, if you're listening on the day it goes out. Oh my goodness. Hi, future everyone. Oh man. Okay, so what's new with me? I went surfing on Sunday and I have such a fun little update for everybody. I don't know if I talk about surfing that often on here. In fact, I don't really post about my surfing journey. It's a whole thing, but I feel like there are certain hobbies in my life that I just don't like to film because I just want to be present with it. Maybe I'll film surfing one day, but usually I surf on Sundays and my Sundays are my fun days where I just try to detach. I have a little Sabbath. If you feel burnt out, this is like the best thing that I have done for myself in terms of burnout, work, things, giving myself a Sabbath, taking Sundays off, and just making that a hard no for anything work related. And it's kind of weird for me because work is like fun. I love teaching fitness. I love recording the podcast. I love social media for the most part. But, you know, even those things that are still technically using like my work part of my brain need to have a little pause once a week. And it's so fun because I feel like I just am just having fun, spending time, being present with the Lord. And surfing is one of those things I've been loving doing lately. So let's just chat about surfing for a second. I started surfing when John and I first got, were we married? I don't know. I think we were either engaged or married. And we live in a surf town. And so I've had so many opportunities in my life to go surfing, but I was so scared of sharks and of waves and of, I don't know. So I just didn't do it, even though I have friends who went surfing when I was in Hawaii. That's what I'm thinking about specifically. But we live in a surf town. Surf culture is a thing here. And I was like, okay, I just need to actually get over my fear of surfing and do it. So John and I took a joint surf lesson together. It was so much fun. We had our little surf era. It was like the best. We were just surfing little baby waves thinking they were massive. And then I got pregnant and I eventually stopped surfing when I hit a certain point and I couldn't go on my knees and surf. And yeah, so I took a break from surfing for a while, and also when I was pregnant, I was just like extra careful about waves, so I was surfing like a lot of tiny waves and things so I wouldn't get hurt and hurt the baby, which was like obviously the most important part, was taking care of little Belle. But anyways, I'm back in my surfer girl era, and I was really nervous to go surfing. by myself. So John and I, unless we're with like friends at the beach, one of us will be with Belle and the other person will go surf and we'll like swap off. I was so intimidated, you guys. Where we go surfing, there's so many amazing, like they call them the locals, you know, the locals who know the waves, who go there every weekend, every day, honestly, and are so good at surfing. And I was like a little intimidated, I'm not gonna lie. And also the water was pretty murky in moments and the waves were big and I was like, what? So the first few times we're going, I would not paddle all the way out where everyone else was surfing. I would just paddle like halfway out and take like the tiny waves. But I've been working on mustering up my confidence. It's helped a lot having friends surfing with me. So like some of my gals will go surf on Sundays and have so much fun. And I feel like having friends out there with you, it just makes it way less intimidating. But you guys, on Sunday, I went surfing by myself. And finally, it's called dropping in on a wave. I like did it. I did it, you guys. I wasn't just surfing the whitewash. If you're a surfer, you're like, yay. Anyways, it was so much fun. I am obsessed. And I just love like having something that I can work on that's fun and not like a money driver, if that makes sense. And it's like an activity. So I love it so, so, so much. And I've been loving surfing. And I think that surfing's also been teaching me a lot about God. When I'm surfing, I mean, you feel so small when those waves come in. I'm not surfing like massive waves or anything, but still, when you're out there, the waves look so much larger when they're coming towards you than when you're out on the shore. And it's like, oh my goodness, I'm so humbled when I go face plant down a wave and it like rolls me around and I'm like, okay, God, you are so strong. But it's been so fun because like in the moments when I feel really scared, I'll just start praying and talking to God and praising him and worshiping his name. And it's like, you guys, there is something so powerful about the word and the name of Jesus. Just saying Jesus, there is so much power in that simple just name, Jesus. So if you're feeling scared or if you feel uncomfortable, just say Jesus. His name holds so much power. We have authority in his name. And even in activities like surfing, doing a workout, going into a new gym, going into a new class, going into a new job, going on a first date, whatever it is, if you feel scared, I want you to just say Jesus. Just call on Jesus. He is walking right beside you every step of the way. And it is just so beautiful that we get to live that life with the Lord. And I just am obsessed. So I think that's been a huge highlight in my life lately. I've also, if I'm being totally transparent with you guys, we love honesty on the podcast, hence the name Healthy But Human. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I feel like I've just been running myself a little bit into the ground in terms of like workload and stuff. I have such an entrepreneur brain. I feel like I'm always having fun ideas, new ideas, fresh ideas, projects I want to take on. And I'm the kind of like, yes, girl. I love to say yes. I don't always love to say no. And I have found myself before taking on way too much. And I've been in a situation as of late where I realize I've been working like 80-hour work weeks, not including teaching in person and taking care of my baby. So all of that, I've been like nonstop, feels like. Haven't felt like I can really take a lot of breaks, which is why Sundays have been so nice. But it's been a blessing in disguise, even though it's felt really hard. And last week was really hard emotionally. I was just feeling really worn down and pretty tired. And you know, when you just like hit a moment in your life when you feel like kind of in a low, even though life around you is really good, but you just are so overworked and tired and you're like, is this ever gonna end? I'm here to say that yes, everything is a season. And I just even thought about in Ecclesiastes, there's a whole scripture passage about there's a time for this and a time for that and blah, blah, blah. It is so relevant and so good. And I just thought about it because even in the seasons where it feels impossible, and I think that's when those seasons can feel the hardest, is when you feel like they're never going to end. Even those seasons are going to come to the end and come to a new season, a new fresh season will begin again. So I just want to encourage you, if you're in a season like that, maybe you're in a waiting season when you just feel like you don't know what's to come and there's a lot of unknown. I know when I was pregnant, I was really feeling like that. It was a pretty similar feeling to honestly going to college, because when you go to college, you don't know what to expect. A lot of times we're moving away from our home. We're stepping into the unknown. We've always been with our family. We've never been by ourselves. We've never been in this institution where you're literally surrounded by a ton of people your age, all in these like very serious classes, pursuing your career. I mean, having a baby felt really similar. It was like, I don't know what to expect in this season of life. I have absolutely no idea how everything is going to change, but I know everything is going to change. And so it felt so scary, so intimidating. But you guys, in those moments when things just, you don't feel like you have control, that is when it's so good to say, what do we say? Jesus. Yeah. Literally calling on the Lord, you guys. It is so beautiful and so powerful. Yesterday I was walking because I was having a little MB, almost an MB, wasn't quite an MB. If you don't know what an MB is, a mental breakdown. I was about to have a mental breakdown, you guys, right before I was about to certify someone in Pilates. LOL. We're all humans. You were literally all humans. Okay, so I was on the verge. I was feeling very overwhelmed. I'd been in a hurry all day. I felt very busy. And I was like, okay, I just need to like go on a walk. So I go on a walk and I'm just talking to Jesus, hanging out with him. And I, you know what? I just started letting him into my life. I was like, God, I am struggling today. I was like, look, I just feel overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. Like, I was feeling overwhelmed about my in-person studio. It's been growing really quickly, which has been such a blessing. But I feel like I've gotten comfortable in the size it was, and now I know it's about to expand even further. And so it's kind of like, wait, what's to come, you know? So I was like, God, I feel scared in this, and I just want to give it to you and invite you into this thing. And you guys, I just felt like so much peace. I felt just the Lord's comforting voice. And if you don't know what that means, it wasn't like an audible voice, but it was thoughts in my mind that just came. And you know when you just have a thought about something? It was like that, but it's obviously not me. Like little thoughts, like it's gonna be okay. Like I have this in my control. Things like that, it's like, okay, yeah, that is the Lord. He speaks in encouragement. He gives us peace with his voice. And so that was like so amazing. I left my walk feeling so at peace. And I was like, yes, like everything is going to be okay. This season might be hard. It might be really testing and pushing me to my physical limits as well as my mental limits. But it is a beautiful season. And God is in control of this season, which has been truly so cool. Okay, other thing, I feel like I just jumped into our episode, to be honest. Like I said, chit-chat episode. But I want to share this with you guys. I've been talking about this for a while now. I don't know about you, but in the past, Easter has really snuck up on me, and I found that I've brushed aside the deeper meaning behind God's ultimate sacrifice, which is sending his son to die for us so that we could have a close access to him just as we are, no matter who we are. Easter is the reminder that Jesus died for everyone. Whether you've been walking with God for 20 years or you've never said a prayer in your life, he wants a relationship with you just as you are. When I recommitted my life to Jesus, I was living in Miami, freshly out of a 4-year relationship, coping through the party scene, feeling so empty and anxious, when two of my friends who didn't even know each other invited me to the same church on the same weekend. And you guys, God spoke so clearly to me, and from that day forward, growing closer to him has actually changed my life forever. One of my daily habits that I love to use to really connect with the Lord is through the Glorify app, and I'm especially pumped to use it during Holy Week. It's my go-to for daily devotionals, scripture, guided worship, and even calming meditations when I'm feeling overwhelmed or far from God. And right now, Glorify is inviting us into an 8-day Holy Week challenge. 8 devotionals, 8 days, each one drawing you closer to Jesus in a simple, powerful way. They've partnered with The Chosen, and Laura Silva, who plays Eden, created exclusive Holy Week content just for the app. If you're ready to celebrate Easter in a new way, join me and join Glorify's Holy Week Challenge. You'll also get access to exclusive reflections and insights from The Chosen's Lauren Silva, guiding you through the season of renewal. Visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app for free. That's glorify-app.com/Cali to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Cali. My healthy behemoth queen, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right? Eating healthy, working out, getting your steps in, but your energy still tanks by 2 p.m. or you just feel off for no reason? Same. And what I didn't know for the longest time is that so many of those little things, low energy, occasional bloating, mild mood dips can actually be tied to what's going on with your hormones. Okay, but Callie, I know my hormones are out of whack. Where do I even start? That's exactly why I love Happy Mammoth. They have a free 2-minute hormone quiz that helps you uncover what might actually be going on beneath the surface. It's super quick, just a few questions about your lifestyle and what you're feeling, and then it gives you a personalized recommendation. I took it myself and my results showed that my estrogen levels might be off. One of the first things they suggested was their best-selling herbal formula called Hormone Harmony, which is filled with plant-based ingredients backed by science. They have adaptogens in Hormone Harmony such as ashwagandha, which helps your body respond to stress, and maca root, which I love, which supports steady energy, helps ease mild mood swings, and even supports healthy desire and drive. Hormone Harmony has over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they sell a bottle every 24 seconds. One survey even found that 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Cali at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Cali for 15% off today. And you spell Cali, C-A-L-L-I-E.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finally, I took podcast cover photos. Oh my goodness. Who is she? You guys, the podcast cover photo, I'm like not embarrassed, but I'm kind of embarrassed. It's been a podcast cover photo for like 4 years and it still has my old last name on it if you're looking at it right now. This cover photo, I think is pretty cool. But it needs an upgrade and it is time to upgrade the cover photo. So I'm really pumped. I took photos. I ordered like a whole little photo shoot backdrop stand thing. So my in-person Pilates studio now is also a photo shoot studio. John was my photographer. He crushed it. He is literally, you know how they call like, it's called like Instagram boyfriend. John is a professional photographer husband. I'm just going to give him that upgrade title because he is so good at taking photos. And I'm looking at these photos right now as I'm recording and he did such a good job. Wow. So here's a little just background on what this is going to look like for you. So I took two photos before I got ready for the photo shoot. I took a photo of myself and I did like the human part of the photo shoot. So no makeup, messy hair, sweats, and I'm holding a cute little pink donut that I did eat after the photo shoot. Actually, no. I ate it while I was in the photo shoot, just so you know. So there's no reason to starve yourself while you're taking photos, okay? Okay? Because I ate my pink donut and I didn't care. Guilt-free, baby. We love guilt-free donuts. So I took these photos and then I got ready and I took the healthy girl photos. And so I put one version of myself back to back with the healthy, quote, quote, healthy put together version. So you can see clearly that we are healthy but human and we are not always looking picture perfect, but that doesn't mean that we're not healthy. Okay. So anyways, I can't wait for you to see the cover photo. I don't know when I'm going to launch it. Maybe I need to give myself a little deadline and tell you guys so it actually happens. But I'm a little bit on the fence right now. I'm trying to decide if I want the background to be white or pink. So let me know. I'm leaning towards pink personally. I think that's cuter and more on brand. John thinks I should do white, but yeah. Anyways, that is the life update with the cover photo. I want to get into some questions you guys have DM'd me. I'm going to be honest, I've been not the best at responding to DMs as of lately. I have read them. So you guys, just so you know, I love you guys and I love your messages. I absolutely appreciate so much when you guys reach out to me and I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you. Genuinely, I've really just been so overwhelmed that like, even responding to a text has sometimes felt a little challenging in this season, which is why I'm going to answer some questions now on the podcast so that you guys get your questions answered. These are such good questions, and I really hope that this helps you guys. So the first thing I want to talk about is a question. I'm not going to name names, but the first question is, how do you keep your self-worth separate from your grades? I want to be better about this in grad school. Okay, I know a lot of you guys listening are either in college, grad school, or you are a young professional, as they call it, working your job. And I think that regardless if you're in college or if you're working a job, performance is something that I know our self-worth has been so tied to our entire life. And I know personally it's something that I'm constantly working on overcoming is the tie of my value to my performance. So I think that it is one so important to just do a deep dive with God and really just lay it out to Him that you've been struggling with this and just asking Him to really reshape your heart and help you just have an understanding of how much He values you and just to see yourself through His lens rather than through the lens of the world, which is all about performing, right? So I think just giving it to God, I mean, that's the most simple answer I can give you. Identity, like it's all comes down to how do you see yourself? Identity. It's such a deep topic that I know so many areas of our life can impact how we see ourselves truly, which is why I don't think there's like a cookie cutter, do this, do that, and you're going to see yourself in a totally new way and your identity is going to be shaped. But I think it's more of a purification process where the Holy Spirit is going to be able to help you work through things in your life that maybe have led you to feel like your worth is tied to performance, which is why it's so important to just spend time with God each day and work with Him on those things. I like to think of the Holy Spirit like a therapist. I mean, He's literally a therapist, you guys. He helps us. He helps us get through things. He helps us see the truth in lies we believed for a long time. So I think that that is just, I know that that's something I'm personally working on, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend I have it all figured out, but I know for a fact that in my own life, when I have gotten real with God, when I've let Him into my struggles, and I just am like, what lie am I believing from my past that's causing me to tie my worth to how I perform? That is when, I mean, the Lord will show you the truth. He'll help you, and it's going to just change everything for you. Okay, let's now answer the next question. Someone asked, can you do a podcast topic on how to get motivated when in a slump? I feel like for over a year now, I've been in one. I used to work out, read, do all the things I like, and feel like even though we are the same age, you're so knowledgeable. Aw, thanks, girl. Okay, so motivation. Oh my goodness. I felt so lazy last week, if I'm being honest. I'm currently overcoming laziness right now. And I think what's really like, this is just tough love answer for you is you just have to find the discipline. John and I figured this one out over the weekend, actually, because we really wanted to go to a coffee shop and we really wanted to go surfing, but we had literally, our house was like actually a wreck, you guys. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. And basically, we didn't go until we had our chores done. I felt like we're being parents to ourselves. Sometimes you have to be a parent to yourself because no one is going to do it for you. That's what I've learned about like my own fitness goals as well, is I've been challenging myself to jump on my rebounder trampoline for 5 minutes every day. I did 5 minutes because it's super, super doable. And I literally just force myself to do it, even when I really, really don't want to do it. Even when it is 10 p.m. at night, I'm not wearing a bra and I am wearing fluffy slippers and I'm in sweats. I am like, you know what? Like, I just need to do this for myself, because the more I'm consistent, the more I show up on the days I don't want to do it, the more I'm going to build trust with myself, and it's going to be easier to actually make this part of my life because I value taking care of myself. So you have to go back to like, what do I value? No one else is forcing you to take care of your body, but I think it is important. Like, if you value having a healthy body and a healthy mind, like, you need to put in the work for it. And so no one's going to do it for you. I wish people did. I wish there was an easy answer here, but you just have to be disciplined and start small. Those are my two things for motivation: discipline and start small. And I promise you, like, you are going to get past the slump. It just is, it feels harder in your mind than it actually is in person. I will say that as well. You're probably overthinking a little bit. We talked about this last week in the episode, so maybe go listen to last week's episode. I think it'll help a lot with the motivation slump. Okay, I'm gonna answer one more little question for you. So this wasn't really a question, more of someone just saying that their favorite episodes are more on like the tackling college topics like FOMO and college culture, especially like as she's about to enter college in a few months. So I just wanted to give my two cents on just FOMO. I know I've experienced a little bit of FOMO recently in my own life, seeing friends together who I'm friends with posting pictures, you know, when you don't get invited and you're like, what? Like, I want to be in that. Anyways, feeling like you're missing out. And I think the FOMO happens a lot when we are stepping out of being present in our current moment in life. It's feeling like there's the grass is greener on the other side mentality. So I think in these moments, like, catching yourself in that comparison, in the grass is greener on the other side moment, and being like, God, like, hey, what's the truth in this situation? Because if we're so focused on what everyone else is doing, what we're missing out on, we're going to miss out on what God has in store for us. He has a plan and purpose for each and every single one of our lives, and He likes to reveal really cool things to us throughout our day. So if we're so focused on everyone else, what are they doing? What are they celebrating? Like, we're going to miss out on His little gifts and His little things that He sprinkles for us. So that's like something that I wish I knew in college. I was so unhappy, not for all of college, but I feel like I just was so looking to what's next, what's after college, that I honestly wasn't present and super grateful for where I was in college. So I really wish that, like, even in a season where maybe you're not happy with where you're living, what you're doing, you're ready for the next thing, just doing your best to be grateful, to find things you're grateful for, to realize a season doesn't last forever, but to truly just soak it in and soak in what the Lord has in store and just be grateful for those things. So anyways, you guys, I hope this episode helped you. I hope you feel like you took things away from it. Tag me in your Instagram stories listening at Healthy Be Human Pod, and go follow the podcast on TikTok also, Healthy Be Human. You guys, you're going to be so proud of me. Are you ready for this? I've been posting consistently on my podcast TikTok, and we have, let me get you the stats. We have 281 followers. Guys, it's growing. Anyways, go follow the podcast, TikTok, and Instagram. Tag me listening. I'll be sure to repost to you. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for our Healthy But Human fam. You're amazing, and I hope you have the best day ever. You are loved. You are here for a reason. God made you special. Never forget that. All right, I'll see you next time. Have the best day, and stay healthy but human. Bye.